Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Through our baptism into Christ, we share in his threefold office of priest, prophet, and king. All the baptized, therefore, as Christian prophets, have the duty and the right to proclaim their faith, at least by being ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for the reason for your hope in eternal life, as St. Peter tells us. Our faith is all about giving witness, bearing testimony, being a martyr. And this is the power of our faith. The testimony we give was first received, as we just heard from St. John in the first reading. God himself bears testimony that Jesus Christ is his only begotten Son, that this man is also the Son of God. As the psalmist says, the testimony of the Lord is sure. He cannot be wrong, nor can he deceive us. And he bears this testimony through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who has always reminded us of everything Jesus told us, and who is the mouth and wisdom our adversaries are unable to refute. We bear witness ourselves by receiving the testimony of the Spirit, the water, and the blood, that is, by receiving baptism, the Holy Eucharist, and confirmation, by professing our faith and living the commandments of love. One believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. John the Baptist was a man whose whole purpose was to give testimony to Jesus. Today we heard from Mark, who is the only evangelist to include a particular aspect of John's testimony. While Luke and John say, I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals, Mark says, I am not worthy to stoop and loosen. The literal sense is plain enough. John was not worthy to offer the least service to God made man, even by humbling himself and stooping over. None of us are. But in the spiritual sense, the sandals signify our death in sin, since sandals were made out of leather, the skin of a dead animal. And so Christ's sandals are our human nature assumed by the eternal Word. The thong is what binds the sandal to the one wearing it. So in this case, untying the thong is explaining the hypostatic union. But no man is capable of explaining the mystery of the incarnation, even by stooping, that is, by drawing close in humility and examining it in mystical contemplation. And yet our meditation on the mysteries of Christ, imperfect as it is, impels us to bear witness. We bear testimony. Through our faith, we have the testimony within us. We conquer the world. We ourselves are begotten of God, and so we have eternal life.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.